We have a lot of work to do, a lot of brachas to make, a lot of food to eat. As to explain the inyan of Tu B'Shvat in general, and to explain the procedure that we're going to go through, right? That the where we are. What does Tu B'Shvat have to do with us? Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. Right, but as I explained at great length in a shiur that I gave very recently in Youngers of Long Beach, the tree as a metaphor of reality. How all the olamas are hooked up together, right? In one cooperative system. As much as that, there are more olamas than anyone can count. But they all have their roots in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're all called branches of the same tree, and they're all part of the same agenda to produce the same pre, the same final product of Gilui Kvod Shamayim V'Hashem L'Malach HaKadosh. That's the final pre, and all the olamas are part of that operating system, and everything's a part of it. And there's like no part that could be removed. It's like a tree. A tree is like an integrated living system. And life soars through it, and every branch is connected to each other and connected to the roots. It's a integrated living system, and that's reality, reality itself. And the Adam is also that way. The Adam, like we know, is Kolo, all the Olamis, and the Adam is supposed to be Mamshech Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to earth. And his, like we know, the Iker Peres of a person are his Chidushei Torah and his Maisim Tovim. Those are his fruits, and he draws down that spiritual energy from the highest worlds through all the different branches till the Gemar HaPri, what he accomplishes in this world. Right, and that Gemar HaPri that he accomplishes, that's his Chelek, that becomes his Chelek L'Olam Haba, and that's the secret of a Chazal say, El Dorim Shalom Ochel. Ochel Perosem L'Mazeh, the Karen Kayem L'Olam Haba, all the good achievements are called Peres. You know, the ones that we eat in Olam Hazeh, the ones that are Kayim L'Olam Haba, and the whole system that produces this Peres is called the Ilan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create one thing, Levatola. It's all a part of this massive tree. It's all part of this massive tree, just like in you, all your Ramach Ivarim and all your Sasagidim, nothing is extra, nothing is superfluous. It's all part of that integrated system that makes you an Adam and makes you able to produce, you know, the Ramach Mitzvah Saseh Keneged the Ramach Ivarim, and keep the Shasa Mitzvah Lo Saseh Keneged the Shasa Gidim. It's interesting, I promise to explain that no coincidence, Bashgach El Yonah, the president spoke brilliantly tonight. Brilliantly and inspirationally, and Chol Democrats, Meheri Yikareisu, but they got their start tonight. You could see them, Mamash, writhing, you know, squirming in their chairs, you know, Kain Yoivdu Oivecha Hashem, right? And Cory Booker, yes, with his tears of rage also. He was there tonight, also crying, Baruch Hashem, Kain Yirbu, Kain Yoivdu Oivecha Hashem, right? No, I mean, Yirbu the Aveda, you know, the actual Democrats, Mary Koresu, right? Shem Yazor, right? So it's so interesting because the Ramchal in the Derech Hashem in Chelek Sheni Perek Ravi calls nations an Elon, right? A nation, an Am, is also an Elon. It has its founding fathers that were the roots, that are the roots, right? And the Doiris branch out, but there's also something that Am Yisrael has more than any other Am, right? All the other Amim, they have roots and they have branches, may have their founding fathers, and they have the generations that branch out. If it's considered the tree, continues the, it's Mamshech, if it has defendable borders and their culture doesn't get adulterated with other cultures and doesn't get ruined by illegal immigrants, right? So the tree continues and blossoms and is a hemshech, an unadulterated hemshech of the original founding fathers. But there's that. That's just all right. Tree growing, but sometimes you add shlemus to the tree, like all types of not just fertilizer, but things that could bring out other forms of shlemus that just don't come by itself, right? Am Yisrael, the Ramchal explains, has we are really two trees. We're the tree that comes from the Ilan of Avraham Avinu, right? And that's the Ramchal's also his model to explain how Gerus is possible. How is Gerus possible? Zok the Ramchal. It's grafting. Like you graft a branch on a tree, is that's his lumdus of explaining how Gerus works. It's a graft. He uses the tree, and he says, Am Yisrael is more the tree than any other nation, because we have another tree that complements us, the Eitz Chaim Mila Machazikim, but the Torah. Right? The Torah also, it has its roots and has its branches. There's the Torah Shebichsav and Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, but then we also have the Anafim, right? With the Yud Gimel Midas, Shatorna Dreshes Behem, which the Yud Gimel Midas are connected to the 13 Shvatim of Klai Yisrael, when you count Menashe and Ephraim. With these Midas, we make Peiros. We make new branches, you know, and we expand the Torah. So Torah is called a tree, and this Koach of the Zgula of Torah complements the tree that's called the nation of Am Yisrael, and it fits with what we're learning right now. The parshas that we're reading, that the Loshon Ramchal is that when Am Yisrael were Yotzei Mitzrayim and then got the Torah, parshas Yisrael, Oz Nikra Sheomad Ilon Ze Al Pirko. It's called that this tree has now become fully grown. Right, so that's why. Mamash, it's apropos that Tu B'Shvat always comes out between B'Shalach and Yisrael. B'Shalach, we got some mitzvahs, mm-hmm. and Vayor Hashem Eitz, and Yisrael, we got all the mitzvahs, and he says, Oz Nikra She'ol Mad Ilan Ze Al Pirko, because we got the Eitz Chaim Ilan Machazikimba, which makes us really the living nation, mm-hmm. not just that, we're a biological Hemshech, but we have the Torah Schaim, V'chai, and that's the Lashon of the Bracha. V'chaye olam nata besochenu. Eternal life was implanted in us. That's Lashon of the Bracha. Because Marsh the Torah of Eitz Chaim, and that's what the Kuzri says. Am Yisrael is the only real living nation. Because not just the Pshat that we have living DNA, but it's also we have the Torah Chaim in us, and that's what makes us the Am HaNetzach. So our tree is reinforced by another tree, right? The Eitz Chaim Yilam HaChazikim Bo. As what's called, two trees are superimposed upon each other, right? And then there's the tree of reality itself, right? And the tree of reality itself also is caught between two trees. We talk about the Torah and Am Yisrael, these two trees that are superimposed each other upon each other. But then reality itself also has two trees that are imposed upon each other: the Eitz HaChaim and the Eitz HaDaas Tov V'Ra. Right? The Eitz HaChaim, is what the type of tree that everything was meant to be originally. They're supposed to be pure life. Eitz Priosipri, like Rashi and Parshas.
The whole tree.
Right, you can eat the whole tree, and that's Eitz HaChaim. That's the sort of Eitz HaChaim. Chaim is indivisible. You can't be half alive. If you're half alive, you're 100% dead. Right? Tov and Ra could coexist. The Tov and Ra allows for fragmentation. A little bit of good here, a little bit bad there. And we live in a world, unfortunately, that came from the Eitz HaDaas Tov Ra. That's why there's Republicans. There are also Democrats. There are also Democrats. It's all Vandera, right? And, fragmented. Fragmentation. Fragmentation. But it's supposed to be all Eitz HaChaim. And Lasi Lavo, it will be all Eitz HaChaim. But right now, reality is caught between these two trees. But Am Yisrael is the Am that got the Eitz HaChaim. And we have to try to influence with the Eitz HaChaim this world that comes from the Eitz HaDaas Tov V'Ra and be metaken it. Bring the Eitz HaChaim into the Eitz, merge it with the Eitz HaDaas Tov V'Ra, and cause tikkun, that the Tov of the Eitz HaDaas Tov V'Ra should be connected to the Chaim. Besod, Rei Nasati Fnech Hayom Es HaChaim Ves HaTov Ves HaMav Zorah. Right? That the Tov will cling to the Chaim. The aspect of Tov that there is in the Eitz HaDaas Tov V'Ra will stick to the Chaim, and the Ra will just fall off. And the Ra will just go together with the Maves and fall out of reality. Fall out of reality.
So, in other words, take apart the Herkev.
That's right. But by bringing the Eitz HaChaim in, by trying to bring more Shefa into the Eitz HaChaim, you cause the Eitz HaChaim in to the Eitz HaDaas Tov V'Ra, you cause the Eitz HaDaas Tov V'Ra to splinter. That the Tov merges with the Chaim and the Ra just falls off. And that's the secret. The Asa Lavo, we're going to eat from the Eitz HaDaas also, because that's when the Eitz HaDaas becomes Nichlal in the Eitz HaChaim, right? Right, which has to, which also represents, right, the which represents how what's good about the Ra becomes assimilated in the Tov, and what's absolutely Ra about the Ra disappears. And so now, the Eitz Hadas Tov Ra gave us reality as we know it, but we want to infuse it with Kedusha, and as it were, the Eitz HaChaim, which is the Olam HaAtzilus, that's called Ilu V'Garmoy Chad, it's all one over there. That Eitz Olam HaAtzilus is like Eitz HaChaim, it's Eitz Pri, Ose Pri, it's Kulo Chaim, right? And we want to import that energy, which the Torah is from there, and Chochmas HaKabbalah Bifrat is from there. We say that Kabbalah is Mamash from the Eitz HaChaim, whereas Halacha is trying to merge Eitz HaChaim within the Das Tovara. How so? Because Halacha deals with Mutter Usser, Chayiv Potter, Tamei Tohar, the good and the bad, and how to navigate between the two, with hopefully the good coming up on top. So you have good and bad, but you navigate to reinforce the good and push down the evil. Whereas in Chochmas HaKabbalah, it's Kulo Tov. Chochmas HaKabbalah, there's no, we explain how Kol Ma'idavim Mishmael Letav. That's why Chochmas HaKabbalah is connected Olam HaAtzilus, and Halacha is connected trying to put the Eitz HaChaim into the Eitz HaDas Tovara, which is the Olamas of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Right, that the fact that there's Atzilus, that's Kulo Tov, but there's Bria, but there are branches called Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya that have different variations of Tov and Ra. Right, the Herkev, and that's all because of the Eitz HaDas. Lasilovo, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya will also be Kulo Tov. But the physical realm, Bria, Yetzir, and Asiya, the physical, Bria, Yetzir, and Asiya, which is beneath Atzilus, which are called the branches of Atzilus, right? The branches of Atzilus, look like its own tree, as if it's not part of Atzilus. And that's the illusion of the Eitz HaDas, as if it's its own tree. But really, really, all those branches are rooted in Atzilus. And that's what's going to be revealed in the future, where the Eitz HaDas Tovra becomes one with the Eitz HaChaim. And everything good that's captured within the Ra merges with the good, and the Ra will just fall off, and then all Bria, Yetzir, and Asir are also going to be in the Madrega of Atzilus. Okay? So, with that in mind, okay, so we're going to discuss what we're going to do tonight, and then we're going to turn off the tape because, we'll have given the Tidruch, right, the
instructions
ahead of time. After that, if we leave the tape running, people just hear a lot of munching. So the right and drinking, but it's very good. It's very good that we have wine and we have beer because all these things come from also what the Eitz HaDas was, because we're trying to be metaken. Rosh Hashanah Ilan is to be mechadish the koach of the Eitz HaChaim and also infuse it within the Eitz HaDas Tovra. Renew the Elon of reality, Alat Tzad Yoser Tov, because in this day, Chazal tells us, the sap, Hasraf Ole Balonis, the tree, all trees, and Kenegat, all realities being renewed. Like the Sforum explained, what were we eating until now? Leftovers from last year. Mm-hmm. All fruits that you ate were the leftovers. The bracha of Rosh Hashanah has not yet been manifest here yet. From Tu Bishvat onwards, Hasrafo, that the rainfall that came since Rosh Hashanah starts rising within the tree, and we start feeling the new bracha of Rosh Hashanah. Until now, we were just getting it, in form of rain, the Gishmei bracha, but it wasn't processed yet. So what were we living off since it wasn't processed? Last year's fruit. Everything that was in the supermarket until now grew last year.
Except for stuff from South America.
Okay, but people shouldn't be living in those. The president has correctly discussed these places, right? Matter of fact, seriously, because there's a tshuva from the Rutzi Pesach Front, the Rav of Yerushalayim, that they asked a quite tshuva that came from South America. Where they said that we're going to bake matzahs now, but now we're coming off summer. We're coming off summer, and our springs are hot. The whole lumdus of Mayim Shalanu is assuming that it's the winter, and the water is cold, and you got to get it out of the ground before nightfall because Chazal tells us the springs get hotter at night. But by us, this whole puff and bluff, it's summer. It's hot. Is it get out of the ground before, it gets even hotter because the hot springs go, springs get hotter at night. So that stuff is all hot, right? So can we artificially cool it? So he gave them that, right? So do it as if it's winter. Draw it before, you know, nightfall. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, it's not good enough to just leave it in a room like we do, because that's good enough for us, because it's winter. Mm-hmm. And the water is cold.
I think you have to do it anyways, even if you have more cold water, because it's an internal heat.
Same. But he told me, gave them, had to stick them into cooling tanks, right? Artificially cool it, you know. And he says, you know, Yidden really shouldn't live there. You know, you should live in a place that have the same hemisphere as Eretz Yisrael, because you see, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind when he gave the Torah. Halacha is mamish, set up as if you live in normal places on the globe that have the same seasons as Eretz Yisrael. Right, so okay, but in the northern hemisphere, it's like y'all point out, in the northern hemisphere, whatever grows in the northern hemisphere, the fruits of Tavshin Ayin Ches start growing from today. Mm-hmm. The trees start processing that shefa. The shefa wasn't yet in the trees, it was stam in Geshem, but now it's Seraf Olam, but the Olamas is processing the bracha, Hasrava. The Olamas now, the machine called the Olamas is processing, just like the trees on earth, processing that bracha, and we want to be mamshich that bracha. And that's why, you know, we have to make brachas tonight, because kayadu, the Indian of the bracha, a person who eats without a bracha, Gemara says, you're goizel l'avi v'l'imo, and you're goizel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Knesset Yisrael. Mm-hmm. So the Mefarshim explain, because the bracha that we make on the food charges up the malachim hamemunim, the ministering angels, that they should produce not just replace the apple that you ate, but even give you double, triple in its stead. Like the bracha causes, the bracha doesn't replace it on a one-to-one, the bracha, it replaces it exponentially. As opposed to if you eat without a bracha, right, not only do you just use up that apple with no replacement, but you make the malach weaker, because you stole the shefa. Right, you didn't. It's called gozo. But if you make the bracha, you increase the shefa, not just to replenish what you're eating, but to get even double and triple in its stead. So tonight it's a beginning to eat peros ha'ilon, right? To be mechazik the koch of the ilonis, right? That are processing the shefa, and then the ilonis are really a metaphor for all of reality. So, but now to understand the nature of the peros, we said all the physical reality we know comes from Eitz Hadas Tovara. And physical reality is Bria Yetzira Asiya, those three olamas. Olam Atzilus is Kula Ruchnias, it's Besod Eitz Achayim, and that's the real, real roots, you know, the Bria Yetzira Asiya look as if it's an independent tree, because it has the Tov and Ra in it, but really Atzilus is the real, real, the Eitz Achayim, which is the root of the Eitz Hadas also, just we have to reveal it by causing the Eitz Hadas to become assimilated within the Eitz Achayim. Right, but in Bria Yetzira Asiya, these three olamas have different levels of adulteration. Bria is rubo tov, and rak miktsaso ra, mostly good, only a little bit bad.
95%.
Yeah. Okay. And you have olam hayitzira, it's 50-50. And olam haasiya, right, olam haasiya is rubo ra miuto tov, right, the lowest world. Mm-hmm. Is most, sadly, until we fix it, it's mostly bad and a little bit good. Kenegadat, says Rav Chaim Vital, there are three different types of fruit. There are fruits that you can almost eat the whole thing. There's very little, there's a pit, but then you could swallow the pit. And he says those are like the grapes, exactly, Yom Chavin, grapes and anything else that you could eat the whole thing and nothing will happen to you. That's Keneged Olam Abriya, that albeit there is some solace, but the Tov is Iker, right? The Tov is Iker, right? So those are the fruits that are Keneged Olam Abriya, and we're going to eat them in that order. Fruits that have like no peel and very small pits that could be swallowed, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Then there's the fruits that are Keneged the Olam HaYitzira, half good, half bad, but in 50-50, the good is dominant and the bad is recessive, right? So that those are the fruits that you eat the outside. They just have a big pit on the inside, avocado. Like a peach, like an avocado. That it's called that the tov is dominant. But there's ra, you know, a solid piece of ra, like the pit mm-hmm. that you can't eat. But of course, when it's 50-50, the tov is still down. That's why the tov is makif on the ra. Hmm. Okay, but the fruits that are keneged the olam haasiya, mm-hmm. those are the fruits that have a hard peel on the outside, like a rimon.
It's very ironic, like, because the rimon is for
Torah. Yeah, but okay, but that's the programming, that like a tough peel, mm-hmm. or like nuts, They have a tough, inedible peel. So it's called that, as if the tov is like captive inside of it, right? And we're going to, and of course there's the Ha'adamah that sinned in the first place and produced deficient trees. Because of course we wanted eight pri or sepri. So we're going to make a borei pri Ha'adamah also, right? But on the upside, we're going to make a mizonos and hagafen. Because Chazal say, Lasilavo, trees will be so perfect, they're going to produce ready-baked stuff. Asida Yisrael, that the parents will be motzi gluskos, or klei milas, it's going to produce ready-baked, cookies. Wow. You won't have to grind it up. Chita is going to go back to being a tree, but now it will be a tree. It'll grow like, cake, right? And not only that, pishtan will grow ready-made clothes. Won't have to... Right. So, what's the best thing about grapes? Best thing about grapes is wine. And now that's a sheet that Eitz Hadas was Geffen. What did Chava do? She squeezed the grapes and gave him a cup of Bartanura. Right. Didn't ferment like she says. Right. Imagine that for a cup of Bartanur, we're rotting here today. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Right. So that's, and of course, since we don't have chita tonight, chita and saora, so that's why we're going to have beer, right? And all with the kavanas of being mamshech shefa. So even though we're not going to, we have to not make a brach shen tzricha, but once you have in mind, to potter things with the bracha, so eating it only increases the shefa because the eating of it is a hemshech of the bracha that we made. One more thing that we're going to do, right, is have a lot of l'chaims, but we're going to start with the grape juice. Now, it's just the way it is that white is chesed and red is din. And atzilus, Keneged Olam Atzilus, we're going to drink a cup of straight white. Please, Adina, get the Chardonnay. For Olam Atzilus, we should drink Chardonnay.
Not Bartanura.
Oh, God. And not grape juice, not white grape juice. That's not, that's for mixing. Because first we're going to drink Keneged Olam Atzilus, just pure, a really good Chardonnay from Eretz Yisrael. It's a big Indian, also Paris Eretz Yisrael. Right. We'll drink a really good Chardonnay, and that'll be Hagafen El Pots are a different grape. And then Keneged Olam Habria, we said it's Rubo Tov, Miktsos Hara. We're going to mix, it's going to be mostly white and a little bit of red. Then we're going to have Keneged, when we move on to the fruits of Olam Hayetzira, we're going to have a cup that's going to be half white, half red. Keneged Olam Habria is 50-50. And when we get to Olam Hasia, it's going to be Rubo red and a little bit of white. Yo, please.
I think that's your cue.
Get the Chardonnay. I have to make sure the Shadim didn't take the Democrats didn't take the bottle opener.
The Shadim like that. They like Bartanura.
Right.
He spoke so well today. Oh my goodness.
He spoke so well. The president, that this Elon of Unites, and he said Shem Shemaim. He said Shem Shemaim a few times. It all has to do in God We Trust. So beautiful. So beautiful. That this Elon of the United States, this is the Elon of Das Tovara that will be assimilated to Eitz Chaim, as opposed to Europe, it's going to hell with the Arabs and all the liberals. Bimhera bi'ameinu, l'chaim.